完美。
On the last line,
大家已经知道了哈。
I didn't explain on that, and I love you, Lord. Let's sing it all together.
那刚才没有提到，就是最后一句"欧主我爱你"是大家一起唱的。
But I think overall we got it.
我想其实大家都已经知道了。
Let's sing through it one more time.
让我们再一次试一试。
It's a joy to be here.
弟兄姐妹们，感谢主，何等喜乐能够在这里。
You don't necessarily need my permission for what I'm about to say.
我要说的呢，你们不需要我的允许才做。
But if you see that I'm supposed to be speaking and we have a worship time like we just had, just keep going.
如果你已经看到我站在这里要跟大家分享，那你要记得一件事，就是刚才的这个敬拜不要停。
It would have been wonderful if I could have just stood up here and said amen and break for lunch.
最美好的呢，就是说刚才大家这样敬拜，我上来呢只是说阿门，然后我们直接进到午餐时间。
Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer because I need prayer this morning.
那我们在开始的时候还是有一个祷告，因为我需要这样的祷告。
And I think we all need prayer this morning.
而且我想我们大家都需要这样的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful that your word is living and true.
亲爱的天父啊，我们何等感激你，因为你的话是新鲜的，是活泼的。
Lord, your word is such a gift.
而且你的话语是何等的一个礼物。
And we just want to say thank you.
我们 单单的要说感谢你
for revealing yourself.
可以把你自己启示出来。
May it truly be our whole heart's desire to know you.
愿意这是我们全新的盼望，就是你可以让我们认识你。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
如此的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I just realized as I began that this is the first time that I've spoken up here since the plexiglass came down.
Oh, 我刚刚意识到这个是在我们把那个挡板去除之后我第一次跟大家分享。
And when the plexiglass was up, it was very murky out there.
当这个塑料的这个挡板在这里的时候，从这里看出去一切都是模模糊糊的。
Sometimes we see the Lord that way, just a little murky, but we want to see him clearer and more.
有的时候我们也是这样看到主是模糊的，但是我们都是这样愿意能够更清楚地看见他。
Will you turn with me please to Exodus chapter 1?
请大家跟我一起翻到出埃及记第一章。
The Lord put this chapter on my heart about a month ago.
大概一个月以前，主把这一段的圣经摆在我心里。
It's a familiar story.
对我们来讲是一个熟悉的故事。
But may the Lord show us a few hidden gems in this passage of Exodus chapter 1. And for time's sake, I'm just going to read verses 6 through 22.
那希望大家这一次当我们读的时候能看到里面隐藏的这些珍宝。那为着时间的缘故，我只来读第六节到第二十二节。
It said, Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. But the sons of Israel were fruitful, and increased greatly and multiplied, and became exceedingly mighty, so that the land was filled with them.
约瑟和他的弟兄并那一代的人都死了。以色列人生养众多，并且繁茂，极其强盛，满了那地。
And then verse 8.Now a new king arose over Egypt, or a new pharaoh, who did not know Joseph.
第八节，有不认识约瑟的新王，就是那个新的法老，起来治理埃及。
And he said to his people, Behold, the people of the sons of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them. Otherwise they will multiply, and in event of war, they will also join those that hate us.And fight against us and depart from the land. So they appointed taskmasters over them to oppress them with hard labor. And they built for Pharaoh storage cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they oppressed them, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread out, so that they dreaded the sons of Israel. The Egyptians used violence to compel the sons of Israel to labor, and they made their lives bitter with hard labor in mortar and bricks.And at all kinds of labor in the field, all their labors which they violently had them perform as slaves.
对他的百姓说，看哪，这以色列民比我们还多，又比我们强盛。来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们，恐怕他们多起来，日后若遇什么征战的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地去了。于是埃及人派督工的，辖制他们，加重担苦害他们。他们为法老建造两座积货城，就是比东和兰塞，只是越发苦害他们，他们越发多起来，越发蔓延。埃及人就因以色列人烦，埃及人严严地使以色列人做工，使他们因做苦工觉得命苦。无论是和泥，是做砖，是做田间各样的工，在一切的工上都严严地待他们。
Then the king of Egypt, this is verse 15, then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives. One of them was named Shiphrah, and the other was named Puah. And he said, When you are helping the Hebrew women to give birth, and see them upon their birthstool, if it is a son, then you will put it to death. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not do as the king of Egypt had commanded them.But let the boys live. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, Why have you done this thing and let the boys live? The midwives said to Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and they give birth before the midwife can get to them. So God was good to the midwives, and the people multiplied and became very mighty. And because the midwives feared God, he established households for them. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "Every son who is born, you are to throw them in the Nile, but every daughter you are to keep alive."
从第十五节，有希伯来的两个收生婆，一名施菲拉，一名普阿。埃及王对他们说，你们为希伯来妇人收生，看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩就把他杀了，若是女孩就留他存活。但是收生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。埃及王招了收生婆来说，你们为什么做这事，存留男孩的性命呢？收生婆对法老说，因为希伯来妇人与埃及妇人不同，希伯来妇人本是健壮的，收生婆还没有到，他们已经生产了。神后代收生婆，以色列人多起来，极其强盛。收生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。法老吩咐他的众民说，以色列人所生的男孩你们都要丢在河里，一切的女孩你们要存留她的性命。
Then if you turn to Hebrews 11:22,
然后我们再翻到希伯来书的第十一章第二十二节。
Hebrews 11:22,
希伯来书十一章二十二节。
This is not the hall of fame, but this is the hall of faith.
这并不是那个名人堂，但这个是那个信心堂里面的。
It's a great chapter to read to be encouraged of the many ones in the Old Testament that lived by faith.
这是借着旧约里面的很多人他们的故事来激励我们这些信心的人。
In verse 22 of chapter 11, by faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones.
约瑟因着信临终的时候，提到以色列族将来要出埃及，并为自己的骸骨留下遗命。
And one more passage for this time, Philippians 2:5-11.
那在读经的时间，我们最后的一处章节是在腓立比书第二章第五节开始。
We're going to be looking at the story of Joseph, as one of the best pictures of Christ in the Old Testament.
我们今天要看约瑟，因为他的生命在旧约里面是预表主耶稣很完全的一个故事。
A lot of Bible scholars will say, if you had to pick one who best represents Christ, it would be Joseph.
那很多研究圣经的学者他们说，如果你要选一个人，他是完全预表主耶稣的，那他们选的就是约瑟。
Philippians 2:5-11, have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus.In other words, know this attitude. Who, as he already existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. But he emptied himself by taking the form of a bondservant and being born in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. Death on a cross.For this reason also, God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书的第二章五到十一节。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So when we look at Exodus, the original passage we read, I emphasize this verse. Now a new king rose over Egypt and did not know Joseph.
所以当我们刚才读出埃及记第一章这个故事的时候，我想大家要注意， 这里面讲到有一件事，就是有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及。
This is a crisis statement.
这个是一个关键时刻，很危急的时刻的一个描述。
Simply stated, a crisis is a turning point.
在这里面讲到的这个危机，但也是一个转机。
Egypt before this verse was a nation that was conquering, a nation that was prosperous.A nation that was multiplying.
在这个时候，埃及呢，它是一个非常强盛的帝国，它来征服其他的人，而且自己也非常的繁盛，昌盛。
I'm restraining myself from talking about history.
我呢要控制我自己，不要讲太多的历史。
But it simply says a new king who did not know Joseph.
但这里面很简单的就讲到，有一个新王起来，他不认识。
And for Egypt, the wheels started coming off.
对这个埃及来讲呢，这个好像这个战车啊，它的这个轮已经离开了，已经脱离了。
It all started falling apart.
整个埃及然后就开始四分五裂了。
So why is this man Joseph so key? Why is knowing him such a crisis?
为什么约瑟这么关键？为什么认不认识约瑟成为这些事情的关键呢？
Well, I'm going to do a quick review of the story of Joseph.
那我跟大家很快地讲一下约瑟的故事。
I think everyone knows, most people know the story, but we'll hit some high points.
我相信大家都知道这些故事，但是我呢就把其中的那些关键的跟大家提一下。
Joseph was the son of Jacob.
约瑟是雅各的儿子。
The son of Rachel.
也是Rachel, 拉杰的儿子。
He actually his birth, Rachel was barren for a very very long time.
其实拉杰呢有很长的一段时间他是不生育的。
So even Joseph's birth was contested.
所以真是约瑟的出生都是一个很特别的事。
But Joseph grew up in a household with 10 other brothers. His younger brother would come later.He grew up with 10 brothers, and he had a different attitude.
那个时候呢，约瑟出生之前，他其实有十个兄弟。后来他还有一个弟弟出生，但那个时候，他有十个兄弟在他前面。
And it's an attitude that our brother Philip mentioned last week, one of his first points, and it was going to be one of my first points too. And that is an attitude of obedience.
在他们的心中呢有这么样一个心态或者说有一个心那上一次中弟兄已经讲到这第一点也是我今天要提到的第一点就是这个词顺服
Now his other brothers thought they knew better than Jacob their dad
他的这些十个兄弟呢觉得他们似乎比父亲雅各知道的还多
They weren't interested in obeying their father
所以他们心里面对于顺服自己的父亲完全没有兴趣
But Joseph was a goody-goody
但是约瑟呢却是一个乖孩子。
He was always obeying Jacob.
他从来都是对雅各非常的顺服。
And he was favored for it.
而且呢因此他也得了父亲的喜爱。
But he was ridiculed for it.
但是因此他就被其他的兄弟嘲笑。
One of the key elements in the life of Christ was one of obedience.
所以在耶稣他的生命里面很关键的一个点就是他顺服。
As I said, Joseph is an example in the Old Testament, but we're talking about Christ today.
我刚才已经提到约瑟在旧约里面预表耶稣，但今天我们就讲耶稣。
He too obeyed his father.
耶稣他也顺服了自己的父亲。
And he was blessed for his obedience.
因着他的顺服，他也得了极大的祝福。
But our Lord was also ridiculed.
但是我们的主也是被人嘲笑的。
We know what happened to Joseph. His obedience gave him got him a nice coat, a pretty coat of many colors.
我们也知道约瑟因着他的顺服呢，他父亲喜爱他，就给了他一件彩衣
，which made his brothers even more jealous.
那这件彩衣让他的兄弟们就更加的嫉妒他。
And of course, what ends up happening, I'm skipping a lot of the details, but they grab him and they throw him in a pit.
那我就不去讲细节。这个时候，他的兄弟们就把他抓住之后，把他扔在一个坑里。
And the easiest thing for them to have done was to kill him.
其实那个时候他们很容易做的一件事就是把约瑟杀死。
But God intervenes and allows Joseph's prayer to be answered.
但是神介入了，因为神听了约瑟的祷告。
He prayed that he would be out of that pit.
他的祷告就是说让我从这个深坑里面出来。
And he gets sold into slavery.
然后后来他就被卖去为奴。
Have you ever had any of your prayers answered that way?
你是不是有这样的祷告蒙垂听呢？
It's like, Lord, you know, don't let my car, don't let me have a crash today.
比如说主啊，让我今天不要撞车。
But then it breaks down.
但是这个车呢就坏掉了。
Well, it wasn't as bad, but Lord, I thought you would understand that I really wanted a safe trip to work today.
虽然没有撞车那么坏，但是主啊，你知道吗？我所求的是今天安安全全的去上班。
The Lord answers prayers, but not always the way we want them.
有的时候神回应我们的祷告却不是我们所想的那样。
Joseph is sold into Potiphar's house.
然后这个约瑟就在波提乏的家中做奴隶。
And so he prays, Lord, get me out of Potiphar's house.
那约瑟他就祷告让我从波提乏的家中可以出来。
And the Lord answered that prayer.
那神也听了他的祷告。
And he went to prison instead.
他从波提乏家中出来就进了监狱。
Isn't this a different way of life?
这是不是跟我们所想到的这个生活是完全不一样的呢
？Wouldn't we just rather have a Christian life that is all prosperity？
我们是不是想到基督徒的生活应该从来都是成功
？It may not look all prosperous。
其实不是都是成功。
But obedience is key。
但是这个顺服是关键。
We know that eventually Joseph is raised out of prison。
而且我们知道约瑟。至终他确实是从监狱里面被提出来了。
And again, I can only guess, maybe he said, Lord, bring me out of prison so I can get back to my brothers and, or my father. I want to see Jacob.
那我可能在这里猜想，就是约瑟那个时候的祷告就是让我可以出这个监狱，让我起码可以见到我的父亲雅各。
And instead, the Lord says, no, I'm going to make you second in command of the greatest nation of history at that time.
但是神却不是这样。神说：“我让你在埃及做宰相，只在法老之下做第二位。”
When we obey God，
当我们顺服神的时候
，You're in for an adventure of a lifetime。
那你就要在生命里面经历一些非常奇妙的境遇了。
And the Lord Jesus had the same attitude。
我们的主耶稣他就有这样的一个心。
And he went down, 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 all the way unto death。
他就是在那里降卑降卑降卑直至他死。
So a question for all of us this morning.
那今天早上对我们每一个人都有这样一个问题。
Is there something that you need to be obedient about?
难道这样的事情也是我们要顺服的吗？
Today we were challenged to pray around the Lord's table if you've never prayed before.
今天早上我们有一个挑战，就是在饼杯的时候，如果你从来没有开口祷告的弟兄们请求大家开口祷告。
I think I heard some new voices.
我想我听到了一些没听过的声音。
And praise the Lord, wasn't it a rich time? Praise the Lord, wasn't it a rich time? A blessed time.
Oh, okay. 赞美主，这是何等一个丰富的时间。
Now, there's no time for everyone to pray.
我们的时间是不足让每个人都开口的。
But we can all say amen.
但是我们都可以说 amen.
And we can all sing the songs.
我们都可以开口唱诗。
We really need to be led by the Holy Spirit because songs can be, it's the one time during the worship time that everyone's participating actively.
我们需要来跟随圣灵的带领，因为唱诗的时间是每一个人都可以在这里一起开口的。
But then, as the brother encouraged us, be careful that we're not just sing, sing, sing.
那弟兄也提醒我们，就是在饼杯的时候不要只是唱唱唱。
There's always opportunities to be obedient.
总有这样的机会让我们来学习顺服。
Joseph was obedient.
约瑟是顺服的。
And he's the picture of Christ who was obedient.
他就是耶稣顺服的那幅图画。
Are we greater than our master?
我们能够大过我们的主人吗？
Young people, if you're stressed out about school and your GPA,
年轻人，如果你是在学校里面对自己的成绩忧虑的话
，and the Lord has convicted you to not be obsessed about it, then you have to obey.
那如果神已经在那里提醒你，让你 心里面知道不要为成绩去忧虑的话，那你就是学习顺服的时候。
Now, I'm not going to let the parents off the hook. Parents, if you're forcing them to think about their GPA, then you need to be obedient and put it down.
那我现在不会放过父母。父母，你如果在儿女的成绩上来为他们忧虑的话，神也要跟你讲，你要顺服，把这些东西放下。
But young people, the best way to obey the Lord is to obey your parents.
但是年轻人，其实最好顺服主的那个办法就是顺服你自己的父母。
I told you it's an adventure.
我告诉你，这会是一个奇遇。
You know, if the Lord has put on your heart to pray together as a couple at home and you're not doing it,
那如果神在我们的家中让夫妻一起祷告的话，
need to obey.
那需要顺服。
If the Lord has told you, I just heard from a young person the other day that said, yep, you were right. I needed to turn off my social media.
那如果神告诉你就像前一段一个年轻人跟我所讲的，把你的这些社交软件都停掉的话，
And I haven't done it, I haven't done it, I haven't done it.
那我只是说我不能做，我做不了，我还没有做。
I was talking to this young person just recently, and I could tell a difference in the voice.
那最近我跟一个年轻人这样交谈的时候，我可以听到他声音里面的那个不同。
I said, sounds like things are going pretty well.
然后我就说，哎，看起来事情还不错啊，最近。
I could hear it in their voice.
我可以听到他们的声音了。
Well, I finally obeyed and got rid of my social media.
然后他就回答说，我终于顺服了，把这些社交软件停掉了。
I could even tell through the phone that this was a changed person.
那我甚至从你们的手机可以看到你是一个改变了的人。
So I'm giving a lot of examples for everybody out there, but the Lord put on my heart this morning to give an example in my own life.
我有很多的例子可以跟大家讲，但是神让我在心里面跟我讲，我要把我自己的例子说出来。
Sometimes when I've been asked to speak, sometimes I wake up at 2 in the morning with just a horrible feeling of I don't know what I'm going to say.
有的时候呢，我有这样的安排分享的时候，在主日分享的时候，我就早上两点起来，那个时候非常的难受，因为我不知道该讲什么。
Well, last night I woke up at 2 in the morning.
所以呢，昨天晚上我就是两点，早上两点起来的。
But I wasn't afraid of speaking.
我不是说怕在这里讲。
I was lost.
是因为我失落了。
I was in a dark place.
因为我是在一个黑暗的里面。
I woke up at 2 in the morning and I felt so condemned.
我在两点起来的时候就觉得我自己里面被控诉。
It was almost, it's like I could feel the darkness.
好像我就能够感受到就在那里那个黑暗。
And I was so restless, but I didn't want to get out of bed. I couldn't fall back asleep. I was just hurting.
我就不能安息，我想回去再接着睡，但是睡不了，这是何等的伤痛的一个时候。
I think I dozed maybe a little bit, but from 2 o'clock to about 4:30, darkness and darkness.
那从两点一直大概到四点半都是黑暗。
By 4:30 we usually wake up and start reading, 4:30, 5 o'clock. Well, Sunday morning we sleep in sometimes, so I think it's more like 6.
那对我们来讲，一般周间我们都是四点半就起来读经，但是周日呢，有的时候我们反而可以睡久一点。
And I knew the first thing you do is you read your Bible.
那我知道第一件事该做的就是去读圣经。
Brothers and sisters, I looked at my Bible, and it repulsed me.
弟兄姐妹们，当我拿起这个圣经的时候，repulse， 这个圣经好像在那里对我说话。
It hurt me. I didn't want anything to do with it.
好像这个圣经使我被伤害一样，因为我不想跟他有任何关系。
And I sat there and I just stared at it.
然后我就在那里就看着盯着这个圣经。
Like it was something horrible.
就好像这是一个很可怕的一件事情。
But the Lord says to me, wake up, get in the word.
但是主就在那里对我讲，你起来进到这些话语里面。
And I said, Lord, I can't.
然后我就跟主讲，我说我不能啊。
I don't want to.
我也不想。
Try to make excuses. Well, if I'm not in a good place, I shouldn't be reading God's word anyways.
然后我就很多的借口，我就说其实我现在都不应该这个时候来读的。
This was so different than, oh, I don't know what I'm going to share on. This is, Lord, who do I call to say, I can't even open the Bible, much less speak with the saints and fellowship together with the saints.
这不光只是到一个程度说我不知道跟大家分享什么，这是到一个程度就是说我甚至不愿意打开圣经来读他的话。
And the Lord whispered in my ear and said, just read my word.
然后神就轻声地在我耳边跟我讲读我的话。
And you know what I did?
你知道我做了什么吗？
I said no.
我说不。
I can't.
我不能啊。
I'm not interested.
我根本没有兴趣啊。
My sins are too deep.
我的这个罪太深重了。
I'm not worthy.
我不配。
I felt like if I opened the word, it would just crush me.
啊，我担心的是，如果打开他的话，这个话会把我压死的。
The Lord said, "Open my word."
但是神还是说，打开我的话语。
Well, it was a struggle.
这是何等的一个挣扎。
I opened the word.
啊，我就打开他的话语。
I have a daily devotional that has different portions throughout the Scripture.
然后我就有这个每日的晨更的这个内容啊，在圣经里面从一章到另外一章。
And the first part was the Book of Numbers. I was supposed to read two chapters in Numbers.
我呢今天其实应该是读两章民数记的。
And I did, I kind of bargained with the Lord, maybe I'm a little Jacob in me. I said, you know what, I'm going to skip Numbers and I'm going to go straight to Psalm.
也许我里面有雅各那样的诡诈，然后我就说我还是读，但是呢我就一下就跳到诗篇里面。
So March 5th's reading in, was Psalm 31.
然后今天我就
Can you turn that, do that for me? Psalm 31.
诗篇的31篇。
We'll read one verse. Psalm 31 says, In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness.
第一节说，耶和华，我投靠你，求你使我永不羞愧，凭你的公义搭救我。
Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock.For a house of defense to save me.
求你侧耳而听，快快救我，做我坚固的磐石，拯救我的保障。
For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me.
因为你是我的岩石，我的山寨，所以求你为你名的缘故，引导我，指点我。
Pull me out of the net, that they may have laid privily for me.For thou art my strength.
求你救我脱离人为我暗设的网罗，因为你是我的保障。
Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, of truth.
我将我的灵魂交在你手里，耶和华诚实的神呐，你救赎了我。
I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord.
我恨恶那信奉虚无之神的人，我却依靠耶和华。
I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities.
我要为你的慈爱高兴欢喜，因为你见过我的困苦，知道我心中的艰难。
And hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy, for thou hast set my feet in a large room.
你未曾把我交在仇敌的手里，你使我的脚站在宽阔之处。
Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly.
耶和华，求你怜恤我，因为我在极难之中，我的眼睛因忧愁而干瘪，连我的身心也不安舒。
It goes on and on. I'll read one more, verse 12. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel.
后面还继续，但是我来读12节。我被人忘记，如同死人，无人纪念，我好像破碎的器皿。
Was that some verses of encouragement that I needed?
这是不是我所需要的话里的鼓励呢？
He was my rock.
他是我的磐石。
My shelter.
是我的遮盖。
All of those things. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
这都是我所需要的，它是我的保障。
But to give you an idea of what a bad place I was in,
那我让大家知道一下，为什么我在这么糟糕的光景里呢？
It didn't help.
并不帮助我。
You're probably looking at me like I'm crazy at this point.
如果你知道的话，可能听到之后就说这个人好像有点疯狂了吧，疯癫了吧。
All the answers were right there.
因为所有的答案都已经列在这里了。
How did you not see that?
你难道没看到吗？
I don't know.
我不知道。
But the Lord whispered in my ear.
但是主还是对着我的耳朵轻声地说。
Read it again.
再来读一次。
So I read it again.
所以我又读了一次。
Nothing.
还是没有什么。
The Lord said, read it again.
然后主说你再读。
And I read it again.
我又读了。
And then I just stared at it.
然后我就在那里盯着他。
And I said, Lord, you're going to have to open this up to me.
我就说主啊你一定要把它打开啊
Lord I need to see you
主啊我愿意我一定要见你
Lord I need to know you
主啊我要认识你
Give me vision
给我意象
And all of a sudden life just started to well up inside
突然之间这里面的生命就像泉水一样 涌出
The darkness lifted
这个黑暗就被去除了。
And the Lord said, "Here I am."
然后主说，我在这里。
Know me.
认识我。
Take of me.
来得着我。
It was a wonderful exercise.
这是何等奇妙的一个经历呢
？Because what happens when we're obedient, the Lord gives us vision.
因为当我们顺服的时候，主就把异象赐给我们。
From the very beginning of his life, Joseph.Was obedient, and he was a man of vision.
从一开始，约瑟他这样顺服的时候，他就成了一个有异象的人。
The vision of, you might remember the two dreams that he had. At one point, the sheaves all bowed down to his sheave.
大家还记得吗？他所做的那两个梦，其中一个就是其他的禾捆来向他下拜。
And then he shared that with his brothers, let them know you're going to bow down to me someday.
然后他就把这个梦跟他的兄弟们讲，然后兄弟们就说：“难道我们要这样来拜你吗
？”And if he didn't learn his lesson that time, then he has another dream, and it's about the stars and the moon and the sun, which means not only are my brothers going to bow down to me, but my mom and my dad as well.
然后他有第二个梦，他还是跟人讲，这个梦里面太阳、星辰、月亮都要向他下拜，所以不光他的兄弟们，他自己的父母都要向他下拜。
His obedience led to vision.
但是他的顺服带来的是异象。
And often a vision early on is not always super clear.
开始的时候这异象可能不是那么的完全清晰。
When he was down in that pit, I wonder if he yelled up, you know you're going to bow down to me someday.
他在深坑里面的时候他肯定不会那么清楚地对其他人说你们知道吗有一天你们要拜我的。
When the Ishmaelites...take him to Potiphar's house and he could have turned around and yelled at his brothers, you know you're going to bow down to me someday.
那当以实玛利人带着他把他卖给波提乏的家中的时候他那时候是不是有没有在那里开口说我的兄弟们呢总有一天你们要拜我的。
But then there's more persecution in Potiphar's house.
在波提乏的家中他遭受了更多的逼迫。
They're going to bow down to me someday. I wonder if that's what was holding on. He's like, I know the dream, I know it's going to come true, so someday, somehow.
那是不是他心里面有这么一个看到异象之后的坚持，就是说总有一天，总有一个时候，人要在我面前下拜。
But Joseph becomes a man of greater vision.
但是约瑟其实他是一个有更大异象的人。
And he eventually saw that it wasn't him that they were bowing to, but bowing to the life of the Lord Jesus.
他有一天看到的原来不是向他下拜是要向我们的主耶稣基督下拜
He becomes a man of great prophecy
他就成了那个很伟大的来解释预言说预言的人了
In that Hebrews passage it said and he made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel
因为在希伯来书里面讲到他那个临终的时候就来说预言说以色列族将来要出埃及
He was persecuted for vision.
他因着这个异象受了逼迫。
But it's the vision that sustained him.
但也是这个异象一直在支撑着他。
And the Lord will give vision to those who ask.
神也会把异象赐给那些向他求的人。
The question I have for all of us this morning is, have you seen Christ?
那我今天要问大家每一个人这样一个问题，你有没有见耶稣呢？
When you read the word, or you, the word of God, do you see Christ?
你当读神的话的时候，有没有见到耶稣呢？
Do you see that he is the righteous one?
你有没有看到他是那公义的？
Think about the days that we live in today.
想想我们今天所活的这个世代。
This world shows nothing but hatred and anger and frustration.
这个世界让我们看到的都是那些仇恨呢，都是那些愤懑呢，或者是那些败坏的东西。
But God is love.
但是神却是爱。
We see all kinds of wrongs in this world.
在这个世界里面有许多错的事情。
Christ is righteous and just.
但是我们的主耶稣基督他是公平也是公义的。
If you know Christ, you will always be on the right side of every argument.
如果你认识基督的话，在每一次起争论的时候，你都要站在对的位置。
Now sometimes it meant that Jesus opened not his mouth. The right thing to do was open not his mouth, Jesus, and he opened not his mouth.
就像耶稣有的时候他是闭口不言的。
But sometimes Jesus said the very thing that caused him to be crucified.
但有的时候他却说话，而且他说的话让他被钉在十字架上。
I want to encourage all of us this morning to ask the Lord to reveal himself.
所以我愿意鼓励今天的每一个，你们向着主自己去求问。
It's actually very simple. If we turn to Galatians chapter 1.
非常的简单。如果我们打开到加勒太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 11.
This 加勒太书第一章第十一节。
This is what made the Apostle Paul so powerful.
这个就是为什么使徒保罗是这么的大有能力。
But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Jesus cannot be taught.
耶稣是不可能有人去教导他的。
Jesus has to be caught.
耶稣是需要被人所得着的。
So if you've sat in these chairs for 40 years,
所以如果你已经坐在这样的凳子上面已经有40年的话，
And you still don't know Jesus?
你到今天还不认识耶稣。
Or if it's your first time here.
那或者是你今天第一次在我们中间。
All you have to say is, Jesus, I want to know you.
那所有你要讲的就是这句话。耶稣，我要认识你。
It is the greatest thing.
这个是最大的事情。
And that takes revelation.
然后我们看一看启示录。
I'm going to tattle on the high school group a little bit.
那我现在要对高中生讲一些话。
We do icebreakers quite a bit, meaning get to know each other and we get started and answer little questions.
在高中的时候年轻人中间经常有这个叫破冰的时间，然后呢让大家可以放松，然后来看一些问题也好，一些其他的内容。
And sometimes it's a simple question is, if you could have anything, what would you want?
有的时候很简单，就从一个问题开始，就说你如果能得着一件事情，那你想要什么呢
？Please forgive me, class.
所以请那个我班上的人原谅我哈。
I want to win the lottery.
有人说我要中六合彩。
I want a GPA over 4.0.
我要我的成绩呢是超过 4.0.
I want a 1600 on the SAT.
我的 SAT 的那个成绩要1600分。
I want to have a big house.
我要一个大房子。
You know who they sound like?
知道这些听起来像什么吗
？Their parents.
听起来就像他们的父母。
See, I turned it on them.
对，就像他们的父母。
That's who we are. That's our nature.
这就是我们，这就是我们的本性。
There's no criticism there.
这里面没有一个指责。
Joseph, if you could have anything, what do you want? I want my brothers to bow down to me.
那如果我们问约瑟，约瑟你想要什么？约瑟就说，我要我的兄弟们向我下拜。
But as he continued to be obedient, as he continued to humble himself, as he continued to go down, suddenly he started seeing that there was a much greater calling than just his brothers bowing down to him.
但是当他一直的持续在那里顺服，持续的谦卑，持续的降卑的时候，他就看到原来有事情比他的兄弟向他下拜更大的。
Hopefully you kept Psalm 31 open, because I'm going to go right back there here for a moment.
希望大家把圣经还是翻到诗篇的31篇，因为很快我要回到这个诗篇。
When I was reading this, it was very encouraging, as I already told you.
我刚才已经告诉大家，当我读的时候，这些章节给我极大的鼓励。
And I felt good for the first time after about 5 hours of struggling.
所以在五个小时的挣扎之后，我终于有了一点这个好的感觉了。
But through obedience, the Lord comforted me.
那借着顺服，神在那里安慰我。
But through obedience,The Lord gave me vision.
但是也是借着顺服，神把异象赐给我。
Verse 5 says, "Into thine hand I commit my spirit."
在第五节讲到，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
And you know what I saw?
你知道我看到什么吗？
I saw Jesus on the cross.
我看到耶稣，他在十字架上。
When Jesus said, "Father, I commend my spirit into You.
因为耶稣在十字架上对父亲说，我把我的灵魂交在你手里。
And I saw it so clear.
我看到如此的清晰。
I was no longer under condemnation.
我已经不在控诉的下面，定罪的下面。
It was so clear, I don't think I'll ever forget that image in my head of Jesus saying, it is finished.
是如此的清晰。因为在十字架上，主耶稣已经说成了。
As he commended himself into the Father, so was I.
当他把自己交在父手中的时候，我也是。
I was a new person.
我是一个新人了。
Oh, the Lord wants to do that for us.
神他要在我们里面成就这样的事。
There are other opportunities in our life to, different times we'll have different types of vision.
在我们的生命里面总有不同的时候有不同的机会来看到异象。
But it's the vision of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些都是主耶稣基督他的异象。
Don't get hung up on visions.
不要被异象抓住就停留在那里而已。
Seeing the Lord Jesus in a vision is, it's life-changing, it's a crisis.
如果在异象里面看见主耶稣的话，这是一个很关键的时候，有的时候是一个危机。
When Saul of Tarsus saw Jesus, it knocked him off his horse.
所以当大树的扫罗看见主耶稣的那个时候，他是从马上面摔下来。
He quit his job as a Pharisee.
然后他就辞职了，就不再做法利赛人了。
He had no eyes for the things of this world because he was blind.
然后他眼睛已经瞎掉，所以这个世界上的事情对他都没有任何的吸引力了。
He would never be the same.
他就从此成了一个完全不一样的人。
Brothers and sisters, we need that today.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天也需要有这样的转机。
Now, it's going to come through some difficulty.
有的时候是经历一些难处。
Our vision will be tested.
我们的意向是要被试验的。
And the third thing that we need to share today is be faithful to the vision of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第三件事情我要跟大家分享的就是对着主耶稣基督的意向，我们需要用忠心来顺服。
Joseph was treated unfairly by his brothers, by Potiphar, and by Pharaoh when he was put in prison.
所以约瑟他一生被他的兄弟被波提乏，后来也被法老在那里逼迫吧。
But he remained obedient.
但是他一直是在顺服的里面。
We need to pass the unfairness test.
我们需要经历一个不公平的试验。
Our vision is going to be tested through long suffering.
我们的意向要借着长久的忍耐被试验。
Sometimes it can be years.
有的时候可能是许多年。
Last night between 2 and 7, it felt like years for me.
在昨天晚上从2点到7点，对我来讲感觉上好像是永远的一个挣扎。
5 hours of long suffering.
因为是5个小时的长久忍耐。
But I knew the Lord was worthy.
但是我知道我们的主是配得的。
Even though I was in a dark place, and even though this Bible was not of any interest to me, I knew in my heart of hearts He was worthy. It was just a struggle.
虽然我那个时候在黑暗里面，在那里挣扎，我不愿意读他的话，但是在我的心里面，我也非常真实的相信，就是他要解救我，他是主。
Just as Jesus is long suffering for us, we need to be long suffering.
就像主耶稣对着我们，他是长久的忍耐，那我们也需要经历长久的忍耐。
But Joseph was also diligent.
约瑟他也是一个殷勤的人。
He was the best in Potiphar's house.
他在波提法的家中所有的仆人里面他是最好的。
He was the best in prison.
他在监狱里面也是最好的犯人。
And he was the best in command of Egypt.
而且他在管理埃及全地的时候也是那个最好的治理者。
So sometimes we can talk about this world and how we need to turn our back on this world, but if we have school, we need to be diligent.
有的时候我们说要转备离开这个世界，但是呢，如果我们是学生的话，还是要在学业里面认真。
If we have work, we need to be diligent.
如果我们有工作的话，在工作上也要殷勤。
If we have a family, we need to be diligent.
如果我们有家庭的话，也需要殷勤。
We need to be diligent with our relationships.
而且在我们彼此的关系里面，也需要殷勤。
And diligent worshiping the Lord.
在敬拜神的事上也要殷勤。
You know, ask the Lord this week to give you a greater vision of Him as the one that we remember around the table.
那这一周我们可以向神求一个更大的意象，就是知道在擘饼的时候，主他是一切。
If we are obedient, the Lord will give us vision.
如果我们顺服的话，主会把意象赐给我们。
We need to be faithful to that vision.Faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ as it's tested.
那我们也需要在意象里面顺服因为这意象就是主耶稣自己，我们也要被试验。
But then we need to look and see how is this vision to be used.
那我们也需要来看这个意象怎么来运用。
Well, we see in Joseph's life, he was a man of authority.
我们在约瑟的生命里面看到他是一个带着权柄的人。
Even as a slave, he was in charge in Potiphar's house.
就算在做奴隶的时候，其实他在波提法的家中是来管家的。
Even as a prisoner, he was in charge of the prison.
甚至在监狱里面做犯人的时候，他是管整个监狱的。
And as second command, he knew that there would be 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. And he was a man of authority that commanded, that Egypt be prepared.
当他在国中是做第二位的时候，他知道埃及会有7个丰年，再加下面会有7个荒年，所以在权柄的里面，他为着这个荒年预备了。
You and I have been called to have authority in this world.
你和我都被呼召是要在这个世界里面做主掌权的。
Now this isn't, you don't see just a hard authority, it's authority by example.
并不只是一个在外面很严厉的来使用权柄，是一个权柄用着我们自己的榜样来使用。
Everywhere Joseph went, he was successful because everyone wanted to be like Joseph.
为什么约瑟到所做的凡事顺利呢？因为他到每一个地方，别人都想成为他。
When you're at work, does everyone want to be like you?
当你在工作的里面，是不是人人都想成为你那样呢？
What if you're a gossiper?
如果你是那个在那里说闲话的人，
Is that real helpful in the workplace?
那在工作的地方有帮助吗？
What if you're one of those that your monitor always has to switch off the news back onto the right project when the boss comes by?
或者你是那个人，就是当老板过来的时候，突然你就把你屏幕里面的看着的新闻转成你要做的工作。
I love that. I know it's in the workplace, but it's definitely the schools. We can see it on your face when you click to another screen.
那我刚才用的是工作的，但是在学校里面我看到很多的，因为我非常清楚的可以看见一个人他把他的屏幕的那个内容转掉了。
You walk into the workplace with cubicles and you step in for 1 second, everyone's face goes
因为你如果在工作里面进到那个人他的那个小小的空间的时候，那个人突然好像被惊醒一样，在一秒里面他的表情变化非常的。
Do your coworkers want to be like you?
那你的同事是不是想成为你那样的？
And what I mean by that is they will if you have the life of Christ in you.
我要讲的就是，如果你里面有基督生命的话，那他们会的。
That's what we need in these schools today.
这也是我们今天在学校里面所需要的。
We don't need better superintendents.
我们并不是要一个超级的那个学区的主管。
We don't need necessarily better faculty, better type of teaching, new type of teaching, new computers, new tech.
我们并不是要一个非常非常有能力的教职人员，或者一个新的教学的办法或者设备。
What our schools need are you.
我们学校需要的就是你这样的人。
A student who's willing to be like Joseph.
就是一个愿意想像约瑟一样的学生。
Who's obedient.
他是顺服的。
Loves the Lord with their whole heart.
全心的爱他们的主。
Loves the word of God.
也爱主的话语。
There's so much confusion in the schools today.
在学校里面现在今天有许多的迷惑。
But can you be one who loves your fellow sinners?
那你是不是那一个就是来爱跟你一样的罪人的人呢？
It's not just authority. Joseph, with the life of Jesus, was also an encourager.
不光当约瑟他里面有基督生基督这样的生命的时候，他有权柄，而且他里面也是一个带给人鼓励的。
In the workplace, can you tell when someone comes to work and they're a little off, they're having a tough day?
那你在公司里面有没有见到有人来上班的时候，他经历了一个很难的一个糟糕的时候呢？
Remember what I said, Jesus cannot be taught, he needs to be caught.
记得刚才我所讲的，耶稣不是教导而得着的，耶稣是是被人抓住所得着的。
In some respects, I'm kind of known as an encourager at work.
在某些方面我也想成为那个鼓励人的人。
I have students that come that need some encouragement, but I have faculty as well that come for encouragement.
我在学校里面就是要做这个鼓励人的人，因为有的时候是学生到我这儿来，有的时候是那个教职员工到我这里来。
And I used to think that they really appreciated the verses that I gave them.
我可以清楚地知道他们很感激我给他们的一些圣经章节。
You need to read Psalm 51. That's going to help you.
你要读诗篇五十一篇，这个诗篇帮助你。
You need to read Psalm 31. That'll help you.
你呢就需要来读诗篇三十一篇，帮助你。
For many years, I thought that's what was helping people.
很多年以来，我以为这样的就是来帮助人。
Finally, it was one teacher that says, "You know, you really don't have to give me all the verses."
直到有一天，有一个我的同事跟我讲。说你其实不需要给我章节。
I just like that you're a good listener.
我最喜欢的就是你总在那里倾听我要讲的。
And what I found is when I was listening, I was praying.
那我就发现我呢其实是一边听一边在祷告的。
Before, I was always going, okay, this is a repentance one, they're in trouble. Yeah, Psalm 51, that's going to be good. Maybe I'll do verses 6 and 7, create in me a clean heart, that's what they need to hear. And so they're talking, and I'm just going, get those Bible verses going.
那以前呢，我碰到一个需要悔改的人，我就一直在想，他需要的是诗篇五十一篇，在我里面也要重新有正直的灵，重新给我造一个心，然后可能是第六节、第七节。他们一边讲，我一边心里在想，应该哪个章节。
Speaking of vision, there's one that has always touched me in the scripture.
讲到异象的话，在圣经的章节里面，总有一节，每一次都摸着我。
And you've heard me share it before, but I'm just feeling led to share it again.
你以前肯定听我已经分享过，但我还是要跟大家再读。
Jesus told Peter, "You're going to deny me three times."
耶稣告诉彼得说，你要三次不认我。
And Peter's just like, "Yeah, right. No way, Lord. I would never deny you."
然后彼得就说，肯定不会，我怎么也不会不认你。
Well, when he did deny him the third time,
但是当彼得真的第三次不认主之后。
I think he felt like I did last night.
我想他的感受就像我昨晚的感受一样。
Completely condemned.
是完全的在被定罪的里面。
Unworthy.
觉得自己真的不配。
I really hurt for Peter at that moment.
我真的是能够与那个时候的彼得来认同。
But all it says, after he denied him three times, and Jesus looked at Peter.
然后圣经里面就讲到，当彼得三次不认主之后，主就看了他一眼。
That was such a precious look.
这一眼是何等宝贵的一眼。
Now, if it had been me in my flesh, I would have gone up. Told you so.
如果是我在肉体里面的话，我看着彼得就说：“你看吧，早跟你讲了。”
I mean, do you realize Jesus could have done that all the time?
你有没有意识到，其实耶稣他一生每时每刻他都可以这样做的，都有这样的机会做的。
Pharisees told you so.
法利赛人，你看我跟你讲过了吧。
Disciples told you so.
门徒们，看吧，我都跟你讲过了吧。
And he really could, and he could really mean it.
他可以这么说，而且他说的是对的呀。
But he had compassion.
但是他里面有怜悯。
Do we have compassion for the people of this world?
我们对这个世界上的其他每一个世界上的人是不是有怜恤呢？
I want you to think about what your job is on Monday morning, whether it be an engineer, lawyer, architect, student, whatever it is. Think about it.
那我想请大家想一想，从周一开始你去工作的时候，或者你是个工程师，或者你是律师。或者你是一个建筑师，不管怎么样
，It means nothing for eternity.
有些事情在永远里面是完全无有、没价值的。
I was in an office once, and there was someone who had all their diplomas, all nice, and it looked nice. And it was actually, I'll go ahead and say it. It's our college counselor. It's good for him to have his diplomas up there because he's a college counselor. It goes with the territory, so good thing for him to do this.
那我要讲到的就是，我曾经进了一个人的办公室，办公室墙上都是他的学位证书。那其实这是我的一个同事。那我不是在这里来说他不好，因为他是给那个学生做进大学那个指引的。就是帮他们做顾问的，所以这些学位帮助他的工作。
Made me think of my own diplomas.
那很多人可能现在想我自己的学位。
They're just pieces of paper.
只是一张纸而已了。
And the most fitting place for them someday will be in my coffin.
那对我来讲，这个他该去的地方就是在我的棺材里面。
You ever think about that?
你从来有没有这么想过这件事
？And yet we spend so much energy.
但是为着这件事，我们就花了多少的精力
？So much stress，
多少的压力
？So much pain，
多少的痛苦
？For what？
为了什么呢
？Nothing，
无有。
But we have the opportunity tomorrow Monday when we wake up and we're in God's Word and we see Jesus, we can live the life of Jesus. We can be that encourager. We can be that one of authority in the workplace.
但明天周一开始的早上，我们却有一个机会来读神的话，来见到我们的主耶稣，让他在我们里面，让我们到工作的地方成为其他人的鼓励。
Joseph was a testimony to this world.
约瑟对着这个世界来讲是见证。
As long as Joseph was remembered, God was great among the people.
只要是约瑟被人纪念的地方，那些人都会知道一件事，就是神。何等伟大。
There's a little hidden gem at the end of that story that we read in Exodus.
所以在出埃及记刚才我们所读的故事里面最后有一个隐藏的宝藏。
The midwives.
就是接生婆。
They didn't obey Pharaoh.
他们没有顺服法老。
They obeyed Joseph.
他们顺从了约瑟。
Meaning Jesus.
约瑟就是代表耶稣。
See, when they went and worked within the Hebrew people, they heard about Joseph.
当他们去在那个希伯来人里面去接生的时候，他们就记得曾经有个人叫约瑟。
And the midwives realized, we've got to obey the God of the Hebrews.
这些收生婆他们在心里面就说，我们要顺服这个希伯来人他们的神呢。
It doesn't really say this, but we know the penalty for not obeying the Pharaoh.
这里面虽然没有提到，但是我们可以想象这些收生婆不听法老的命令，后果会是怎样。
It should have meant their death.
也许他们为此要被杀的。
But do you see, it doesn't even mention that in there.
大家可以看到没有记载，没有说出来。
It's as though God shut Pharaoh's eyes.
好像神把那个法老的眼睛蒙住了。
And then it says, and the midwives had households of their own.
然后后面又讲到这些收生婆神赐给了他们成立家室。
God is no man's debtor.
神其实不欠任何人的债。
These midwives sacrificed their lives.
但是这些收生婆他们是冒着性命的危险。
And he prospered them.
所以神让他们繁盛。
Joseph sacrificed his life, and the Lord raised him up.
约瑟他牺牲了自己的生命，所以耶稣也牺牲了自己的生命，所以神让他从死里复活。
So be encouraged. I'm not saying don't get those diplomas.
请大家被鼓励，但是我不是在这里讲不需要学位。
Sometimes Christians can be really poor testimony. They talk about the Lord at work all the time, and then they don't get any work done.
有的时候基督徒就成为一个不好的见证，因为他们在工作的地方也经常提到神，但是他们却不去做工。
Remember what we shared? We're to be diligent.
刚才我已经跟大家分享到了，要殷勤。
That's how we're a testimony to the world.
这样的情况底下，我们就可以在世界上成为见证。
We need to know our place. In conclusion.
在结论的时候，我们需要我们知道自己的地位是什么。
Going back to our passage in Philippians, Jesus was able to humble himself and to come down and be crucified because he knew his place.
在刚才我们所读到的腓立比书，耶稣他是自己卑微，存心顺服，一直的降卑，为什么呢？一直到死，是因为他知道自己是谁，自己的地位是什么。
Now where's his place?
他的地位在哪里？
At the right hand of the Father.
是在父的右边。
But he went down, down, down to get up.
但是他所走的却是向下，向下，向下，然后高升。
Joseph went down, down, down to go up.
约瑟他也是向下，向下，向下，然后高升。
One of the greatest men in Egyptian history.
是在埃及历史上最伟大的一个人物。
But he knew his place.
但是他是知道自己地位的人。
Take my bones back to the promised land.
把我的骸骨带回到应许之地。
Your place is not at your engineering firm.
你的地位不是在一个工程公司的里面得着的。
My place is not at school.
我的地位也不是在我的学校里得着的。
That's where the Lord has us for the time.
那个只是神在那一个时候为我们所安排的。
But we belong to Jesus Christ.
但我们是属于主耶稣的。
We belong in His kingdom.
我们是属于他的国度的。
Remember, if there's something that you need to obey, obey.
请大家记得，在凡事上我们要顺服，顺服。
It could be something as simple as apologizing to someone.
也许这个事情小到只是你开口对一个人说对不起。
As simple as.I think I need to be baptized, Lord. You've been telling me I need to obey.
也许很简单，神现在对我们说，你现在要受浸了，那我们就顺服。
I need, Lord, you've told me to be kind to my spouse.
或者神对我说，我要对我的配偶有一个恩慈。
One of the greatest testimonies I've ever witnessed is brothers and sisters who obeyed the Lord and stopped service for a time.
那我亲眼能够看到的很大的最大的见证就是有的时候有些弟兄姐妹他们把手上的这个服事停下来。
Often, service in the fellowship is a good thing and it's cheered on and it's encouraged.
很多时候在我们聚会里面的服事是被鼓励的，而且我们在那里也为他加油。
But if you're doing it out of obligation or guilt,
但是有的时候你是出于一个愧疚或者出于一个一个只是好像被迫这样去做的话
，You might have to allow it to go down.
那如果只是出于职责的事情，你不如把它放下。
But as you do that and you're obedient, the Lord will give you vision of what service really is.
那你如果这样顺服的话，那神就要给你意象，让你知道什么是真正的服事。
Then you'll be able to be faithful when it's difficult.
然后在事情艰难起来的时候，你就可以忠心。
And finally, you'll know your position in Christ.
然后最后你可以知道你在耶稣里面所得着的地位。
Brothers and sisters, last night I didn't know my position.
弟兄姐妹们，昨天晚上我不知道自己的地位在哪里。
And I realized I had two options, the pit of hell or in the bosom of my Christ.
我知道我只有两个地方可以去，或者是在这个阴间的深渊，地狱的深渊，或者是在主的怀抱里。
It was a struggle.
这是一个挣扎。
But I'm thankful for it.
但是我为着这样的挣扎有感恩的心。
Because Christ is so precious.
因为基督是何等的宝贵。
If you haven't accepted him as your savior, do so today.
如果你今天还没有接受他做你个人的救主，今天就来接受。
If you have not been able to say, Lord, I sanctify myself, or you sanctify me, Lord, I want to consecrate myself, today's the day.
也许你还没有这样做的，那你今天就求主来分别你为圣，把自己归给他，作为活祭。
I want to know Jesus.
我愿意认识耶稣。
It's a beautiful song we sang.
刚才我们所唱的是一个很美好的诗歌。
Might want to consider singing it a few times this week.
也许我们这一周来考虑一下，多唱几遍这个诗歌。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that you are the obedient one.
主啊，我们何等的感谢你，因为你就是那顺从者。
Lord, we're so thankful that you had the vision of the Father.
我们感谢你，因为你就是父的意象。
Lord, you faithfully obeyed, humbled and obeyed.
你忠心谦卑而且顺服。
And as a result, you made a way.
在这个里面所产生的结果就是你为我们开了一条路。
Lord, may we have the testimony of Christ.
主啊，愿意我们也有基督的见证。
May we be
耶稣的见证。
A light in this world.
愿意我们在这个世界里面成为光。
Lord, we live in a country and a time that has forgotten Jesus.
主啊，现在我们所活的这个世代这个国家里面大家都忘记了神。
But we started this morning by saying we remember you.
但是今天早上我们可以开始说主啊，我们纪念你。
And we end this time by saying Lord, we remember you.
而且在时间今天结束的时候我们也要这样说主啊，我们纪念你。
Teach us, Lord.
主啊，来指教我们。
May we catch you.
愿意我们可以抓住你
，because you are worthy，
因为你是配得的。
We ask all this in Jesus' name。
这些祈求都是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
May I make a brief announcement? And if we could do this quickly, high school, I think.